with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
Oh, so I just finished a delicious little piece of dark chocolate, and it was awesome. It had some sea salt mixed in, so that salty sweet flavor, really good. Well, you know, we've talked about the benefits of dark chocolate before in this show, and there's a new study showing that it can improve circulation. So I wanted to talk about that with you today, and talk about the place that chocolate can play in your diet, and then offer some other supplements that can kind of do the same thing that chocolate does if you don't want to get all the sugars and calories from eating a little bit of a dark chocolate bar. So this study was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association just this past July. And the conclusion from the authors was this, quote, chocolate enhances circulation, end quote. This is a great study. I love the conclusion. So let's talk about what they did here. They took 20 patients. Now I say patients because all of the people in the study had what is known as peripheral artery disease, or PAD. What that means is there's some blockage, usually in the lower extremity that feeds, say, the ankle and the calf muscles. And so people with PAD, when they walk, they get a lot of pain and cramping, and it really limits how far and how long that they can do something as simple as walking. So what's really nice about this study is it's not subjects. You know, whenever you hear subjects in, you know, spoken about in a clinical trial, that usually means they're healthy people. In this case, these were patients. These were people with a diagnosis of arterial disease. So they would walk, they'd get cramping, they'd get pain, and they really couldn't go that far. So here's what they did. They randomly assigned these patients to receive 40 grams of dark chocolate, and it was greater than 85% cocoa. Now, that's pretty bitter. The dark chocolate that I had with that little sea salt in it, that was 70%, okay? 75% for me is about as bitter as I can go, but in this study, they went even a little bit further. 85% cocoa milk, that's going to be a bitter chocolate, that's true, but they gave 40 grams of that dark chocolate or milk chocolate. So half got the dark chocolate, the other half got the milk chocolate, and they were asked to walk on a treadmill for about 2 hours after eating. Now, here's what they found. Oh, by the way, here's what they were measuring before I go to the results. They were measuring the levels of the antioxidants from chocolate called polyphenols. Polyphenols is just a fancy word for plant-based antioxidant. So they were measuring the actual chocolate polyphenols. They were looking at other markers of oxidative stress. And more importantly, they were looking at markers of nitric oxide activity. Now, why is that important? Well, nitric oxide is the chemical that the cells that line the inside of the arteries, called endothelial cells, they release nitric oxide. And what that does to the arteries, it dilates it. So the fact that your arterial system is able to dilate as the heart pumps out and then relax as the heart relaxes, is all because of this chemical nitric oxide. So the theory is the more nitric oxide production, the healthier the arterial system. Pretty straightforward. So they were looking at whether or not the dark chocolate or milk chocolate in this case could affect nitric oxide markers, meaning that the endothelial cells, because of either chocolate, they were producing more of this important arterial chemical. So here's what they found. Participants who consumed the dark chocolate, 85% cocoa, had higher levels of antioxidants, the polyphenols, in their blood, and they were able to walk 11% farther and 15% longer on the treadmill. So right there, that's good news. That's telling us that where the blockage was in these patients that had peripheral artery disease, there was an increase in dilation of the blood vessels, so more oxygenated blood was getting deeper into the muscles, so there was less cramping, less pain, so they could walk farther and longer. That's a good sign that the dark chocolate is having an effect on circulation. The milk chocolate didn't do any of that. They also, the patients taking the dark chocolate, they also had a decreased markers of oxidative stress And here's the kicker. They had higher levels of nitric oxide in their blood. That's that measure, that indication that there is true dilation of the blood vessel with dark chocolate. This led the authors to conclude what I started with. Chocolate enhances circulation. So this is a really good study showing the benefits of dark chocolate polyphenols, those key antioxidants. Okay, I know some of you are going to say, oh, come on, 20 people, can we really draw conclusions from it? Well, yes, we can draw conclusions from this, just not definite conclusions. However, you have to weigh this against some of the other dark chocolate studies that have been out there. You know, the Life Extension Foundation, where I am the senior scientist at, we've published several articles on the dark chocolate's effect on nitric oxide and endothelial cells. So this is just another study that adds to all the other ones that were done in the past. So yeah, it's 20 patients, but it's a good start, and we have other studies that back this up. So at this point, I think we can draw, or we can say with confidence, that dark chocolate, specifically the antioxidants, dark chocolate polyphenols, at least around 85% cocoa, right, will increase nitric oxide production, which means the endothelial cells are healthier and the arteries are dilating more, and you're improving circulation. That's with dark chocolate. Now, so back to the nitric oxide situation there. So that's the chemical, again, that dilates the blood vessels. You know, there's a lot of doctors, including myself, that believe it's one of the best markers for the health of the cardiovascular system. Again, it's very simple. The more nitric oxide you're producing, the more dilation, the more flexibility that you have in the arterial system, the healthier it's going to be, the greater the circulation. When nitric oxide is produced, it means those endothelial cells, the cells that line the arteries, are healthy. All of that, you know, you put it together, you know, nitric oxide is really, you know, a central feature that we need to focus on if we really want to measure arterial health. So now I will tell you, there are some other theories of what might be going on here. Some doctors de-emphasize the nitric oxide. They think it has to do with maybe less platelet aggregation, meaning that the dark chocolate polyphenols can actually thin the blood a little bit. I actually think that is a part of it, but I still think the central feature here with dark chocolate is the nitric oxide production from the endothelial cells. As a matter of fact, it's so important. Nitric oxide is so important. We have written at Life Extension several articles about other nutrients that support nitric oxide, because we think if you can boost nitric oxide production, that's a healthy cardiovascular system. One of my favorite nutrients for this? Oh, pomegranate. I've said this before. You should eat it, bathe with it, whatever. You just get pomegranate all in your system as much as you can. Don't bathe with it. I was kidding. Actually, if you eat it, it can stain your clothes, so be careful. I used to do that as a child. We had some pomegranate growing wild out in our backyard, and my brother and I would go out there and eat it and get red stains all over our shirts, come running in the house, and my mom would basically hose us down before we were able to get in the house. So, but, you know, it's wonderful. Pomegranate and the antioxidants found in this really powerful fruit also produce nitric oxide. Matter of fact, one study in the same publication, the Journal of American Heart Association, showed that pomegranate could boost nitric oxide by upwards of 20%. So that's pretty impressive. Grapeseed extract is another good one. By the way, the combination of pomegranate and grapeseed is something I use a lot for blood pressure, and it makes sense, right? Because you're increasing nitric oxide, you're dilating, which means pressure comes down. So I love using pomegranate and grapeseed for that reason. Resveratrol also increases nitric oxide, quercetin, and then pycnogenol, which is also known as pine bark extract, has been shown to increase nitric oxide. So, hey, bottom line is, eat some chocolate. Make sure it's dark chocolate. It needs to be, you know, at least 70% cocoa, probably better 75%, even better 85%, according to this study, and you will improve your circulation. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.